This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to the mining sector, where stock and BHP Billiton closed up more than 1% Tuesday. This after the mining giant reported a $3.2 billion profit for the second half of 2016 after a big loss the previous year. Other big mining companies are seeing profits after years of losses. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more on the big turnaround.
2 years ago, prices for commodities like coal and copper fell. Mining companies scrambled. They sold off mines that weren't doing well and paid off debt. Then China ramped up spending on infrastructure and housing, and President Trump promised to rebuild roads and bridges in the U.S. Anthony Poole is editor of Platts Metals Daily.
A lot of the steel companies are looking at infrastructure in this country, and you don't have to look very far to look at some bridges and infrastructure that's been around for a long time and see that it's not in a good state of repair.
But Poole says it's not clear how long it'll take to get legislation on infrastructure repair through Congress.
You know, even once that legislation occurs, it's perhaps a little difficult to see how quickly that translates into steel orders or orders for copper wire and so on.
Poole says it's not clear how long China's building boom will last. Plus, miners and steelmakers rely on global trade, and they're worried that President Trump will start a trade war. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.